And now I'd just like to say a little something from Psalm 46. I noticed somebody referred to that tonight, Psalm 46. And the reason I chose that psalm, one reason was because it's in the staff devotional. 70 years of blessing. Devotional thoughts for the 2016 Pilgrim Camp season. I imagine we're all aware that this is our 70th season. Pilgrim Camp started in 1946, and so this will complete 70 years that the camp has been in operation. And you know, it's amazing to me how God has manifested himself in this place and the wonderful things that he has done, the lives that he has changed, those that he saved and filled and called into his service, and those that he has healed and baptized in the Holy Ghost and so on. It amazes me how God provides for the needs of the staff. None of our staff members get paid monetarily. But the Lord certainly blesses them for their service. And to run a camp for about over 2 months each year and have to fill all these places, you need counselors and you need groundsmen and waitresses and cooks and nurses and housekeepers and so on. What was that?
Preachers.
And preachers, yeah. And so each year we pray, and you pray along with us. We pray that God will put into the hearts of people to offer to serve at camp just at the right time, the right person for the right job at the right time. And God has never failed us. We've never had to close a season or any period of camp because we didn't have enough workers or volunteers. And God is adding new people to the staff all the time. Speaking of the staff, Brother Jeffrey Walfogel called today, and he said we ought to announce this in our churches, and this is my church right now. So, they're in need of counselors for the second period. That second period is going to begin in a week or so, for both the cottage and the village. Okay, so if the Lord puts it on your heart to be a counselor, and you are qualified and meet the criteria, please speak to Brother Paul or your minister, or just let it be known that that the Lord has put that on your heart. Counselors, if you know of anyone that you think could serve in that capacity, tell them to pray about it and let the Lord speak to them. Also, third and fourth period, we need a nurse. Okay, that's very important. You can't run the camp without a nurse. Now, I'd offer myself, but I'm too busy during those two periods, and I'm not qualified either. But if you know of any nurses in your church, encourage them to pray about that. That's what they have to do. We all have to pray and look to the Lord ourselves. And if the Lord says yes, then we go. And if he says no, then we trust that he'll provide that need in some other way. Okay, so second period counselors down in the cottage and village. The more counselors we have, the more children can come to camp. And then nurses for the third and fourth period. Praise God. Now, in this staff devotional, is it 9:55 yet? In this staff devotional, we have quotes from some of our leaders that have been a blessing here at the camp over 70 years, over those 70 years. And the quote that I read today was from our pastor, Edwin Waldfogel. I had the privilege of being under his ministry for at least 17 years, I think longer. You think I'd be a lot more spiritual than I am. I think that I should be. But here he says, God wants to make Christ your refuge and your portion. Jesus wants to make us know him in such a way that we will say, you are all I want in heaven, all I want in earth, all I want for time and eternity. Edwin H. Waldfogel. Praise God. Jesus wants to make us to know him in such a way Do we know him like that yet? Jesus, you're all I want. No one can compare with you. Nothing can compare with you and belonging to you and serving you. All that I want in heaven, all that I want in earth. You know, heaven wouldn't be heaven if Jesus wasn't there. That'd be a nice place to visit, but I wouldn't want to live there if Jesus wasn't there. But Jesus makes heaven heaven. He fills that place with his light and his glory. When we get to heaven, it'll be a wonderful reunion. There'll be people that we've longed to see for some time, loved ones that have gone before. But the first one we want to see is Jesus, I believe, because he's the one that made it all possible. Praise God. So let's look at Psalm 46. There are three psalms that are mentioned here, and we don't have time to look at all of them, but let's read Psalm 46 together. Okay, how do we do that? You have different translations, I imagine, right? So let's just turn to Psalm 46 in your Bible. Here it says, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. In the NIV, it says, ever present help in trouble. Now, I like to compare translations. I love the King James Version, but I'm not a King James only person, as some people are. I notice when I go down south, there's signs in front of churches, King James only. And I always think that's a little bit strange. The King James is a blessed version. Version. And very godly people were used to translate from the Hebrew and the Greek, and they took it very seriously. They believed in the deity of Christ and the virgin birth and all of these things, and they were very prayerful and careful to look to the Lord to help them in their translations. But there are other good translations that have come over the years, and they help us. When I read that the King James says he's a very present help, and the NIV says he's an ever-present help, it helps me to get a fuller understanding. He is very present. That means he's very near. In time of trouble, the Lord is very near. We sense his presence. Sometimes it's in the times of trouble that you sense him the closest. Have you ever noticed that? When I'm in real need, Jesus comes to me and comforts me. But it also says he's an ever-present help in trouble. And that means whenever I need him, whatever the problem, he's always there for me. I can always look to him and know that he is present to help me. Therefore, we will not fear, though the earth be removed, and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea, though the waters shake and roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with the swelling thereof. That sounds like an earthquake, doesn't it? Almost sounds like a tsunami. When my world is turning upside down, when it's falling apart all around me. You know, I've never been in the midst of an earthquake to speak of, nor a tidal wave or a volcano or any of these things that wreak havoc, naturally speaking. But there have been times when I felt like my world was shaking, when things were falling apart. And I think that's what the psalmist is talking about. But even in those times, I don't have to fear, because God is my refuge. He's my place of safety. He's my hiding place, and he's my strength, a very present help in trouble. And then he talks here about a river that flows through the city of God. And he says that there's a river, and the streams whereof make glad the city of God, the holy place of the tabernacles of the Most High. God is in the midst of her. She shall not be moved. God shall help her, and that right early. That river speaks to us of the Holy Spirit, that life-giving stream that God has caused to flow in the midst of his people. Where we're gathered together in his name, his Holy Spirit is present in our midst. But in our hearts, Jesus lives there, and he wants to be in us a fountain of living water. He wants rivers of living water to flow from our innermost being. I like the story, and I have to end with this. But Brother Edwin used to tell us the story of an army that came to attack a city, a walled city. And they surrounded the city, and they camped out there, and they demanded the people to surrender. We're not going to leave until you surrender. You know, they used to do that. You read about that in the Bible, in the Old Testament. Sennacherib and his armies surrounded the city of Jerusalem. They cut off the water supplies. They didn't let anybody in or out. You know, if you do that long enough, after a while, all the food is gone, all the water's gone. People start to starve, and they ultimately surrender. And this one city they had besieged for some time. And they were demanding that the people finally come to their senses and surrender. Why should you starve to death? Why should you die of thirst? And while the fellow was threatening them, somebody threw a fresh fish over the wall. I like to think it hit him in the head. And when they saw that, they packed up and left. Where'd they get a fresh fish from? We had cut off all the water supplies going into the city. Well, they didn't realize that. Inside that city, inside the city walls, was a fountain coming up from the earth, supplying all the water that they would ever need. And the fish were thriving in that pool of water. And they could live on water and fish for a long time, I guess. And the people realized, we've cut everything off from the outside, but we can't cut off what's flowing on the inside. And that's a beautiful picture of the Holy Spirit. The enemy will try to cut off everything from the outside. But you know, there's a river, a fountain flowing in the heart of God's children that supplies all our need. And we look to him, and he is everything to us. Well, there's more to it, but we'll stop here. It says here, be still. So I have to stop and know that I am God. So let's stand together and let's pray. Hallelujah. There is a river that flows from deep within. There is a fountain that frees the soul from sin. Come to these waters. Jesus, we praise you. Hallelujah. Lord, we thank you for this life-giving stream that you have opened for us, Lord. You paid a great price that we can be filled with living water. Lord, we pray that you will teach us how to drink to our full, Lord, how to draw from you everything that we need. No matter what's happening at home, no matter what's happening on the job, or what takes place in life, if our whole world seems to collapse, Lord, we thank you that within there is all that we need in Jesus. And we pray that you'll teach us how to draw life from him every moment. Thank you, Lord, that you supply all our needs according to your riches and glory. And we praise you for it in Jesus' name. Amen.